Well, who we have tonight, I didn't tell you because I thought it'd be neat to be a surprise, but no stranger to many of you who are members here at Crooked Creek Baptist Church, but our guests tonight are Ralph and Suzanne Hudgens. And I invited them tonight because I remember probably 6-7 months ago when I first heard their testimony, Lord just impressed upon my heart at that very moment that it would be great for them to be able to share how God changed their life. And it will encourage you. I hope you'll listen well. I hope your hearts will be tender to how wonderful our Savior truly is and what He's doing in lives all around us. And so at this time, I'm going to ask Miss Suzanne if you would and come and share what God has put on your heart. Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much, Pastor. I appreciate it. It's an honor to be asked to give my testimony because it is a story I love to tell. Reminds me of that song, I Love to Tell the Story. And I want to tell you the people that influenced me, because each of you can influence other people to come to Christ. And the odd thing about it, they didn't even know they were influencing me for the Lord. And so I want to tell you about them and how it changed my life by coming to Christ. I was raised going to church every Sunday. That was just life. And the first time I ever got away from going to church was when I went to the University of Florida, and in a dorm and no car and didn't know where the churches were. And it wasn't really that important to me anyway. Mother had always taken me. My father never went. And so I got away from church then. Well, I met Ralph Hudgens, my husband, our sophomore year, and we were married between our junior and senior year. And again, we would go to church periodically, and I thought I was a Christian, and he thought he was a Christian, and everything was good. Everything was good. The first place we went and lived after graduation from college was a little town in Florida, Wachula, Florida. And there was a man there, was our Sunday school teacher. Now, I'm going to say that it never occurred to me I wasn't a Christian. You know, when you're brought up in the church all the time, you just think, of course I'm a Christian. Well, Mr. Fisher was a very elderly man. He was all of 60, and I'm, you know, 23, so he was very old. And he challenged us one day in his Sunday school lesson. He said, if you've never tithed, I would like to encourage you to start tithing. And he told some stories of him tithing. And I thought, oh my goodness, tithing? We didn't make very much money. And we've been married 4 years, and we already had, I think we had 3 children already. And so with Ralph's salary, it just wasn't any way that we could tithe. But it just kept on my heart, and I thought, I was the one that paid the bills. And so I thought, I'm gonna find a way to tithe. I'm just gonna take, Mr. Fisher said, you'll never be sorry if you will tithe. And God will do great, wonderful things. And so I began tithing, and I want you to know that it wasn't very long after that that a new job opened up for Ralph that absolutely doubled his salary. And I thought, oh, Mr. Fisher, that was right. It was right. God did something. I wonder if that was really God. Well, it was Shell Chemical Company, and we had to go to Atlanta to train. Ralph had to go. We all moved to Atlanta for Ralph's training. And we were there 9 months, and again, thought I was a Christian. We got involved in the church. We became youth leaders at that church. We'd been youth leaders at the other one in Wachula. We were youth leaders there, and I was affected at that church by a lady that I had never met. She was not a member of our Sunday school class. She came in, she said, I want to give my testimony. Well, I never even heard the word testimony. And she began telling how she was raised in the church and the Lord came into her life and she was born again and the new life in Christ. And I thought, wow, she was raised in church just like me. I don't have a story. So it really affected me. Well, Ralph was transferred after his training to Montgomery, Alabama, so we moved there. We got in the church again. We became youth leaders again. We were there morning, at night, all the time. We loved it. We loved the people in the church. we were just very, very active. And again, those youth leaders, I look back on it, I think, dear Lord, how could you abuse us as youth leaders? But he did. I guess he did. But anyway, in Montgomery, Alabama, there was a, let me set the stage. We had three little kids. And, you know, a hassle in the Sunday mornings getting your children ready and off. And by the time I get to church, you know, I'm just going, ah. And I'd go to the coffee table, and I would start to get a cup of coffee. And Mary was there. I think Mary must have watched for me. I loved Mary, but I didn't really know her that much then. And she said, Suzanne, she said, has anybody ever told you this morning that they loved you? And I said, no. And she said, well, let me be the first to tell you, Jesus loves you and I love you. And it just went to my heart. Like I said, it had been every Sunday morning was rather harried. It just went to my heart. Then I would go upstairs. Ralph and I were in the couples class upstairs. And our Sunday school teacher was named Woody. And Woody was the first person that really talked about the Bible. Before we might have talked about the plight of the Indians or the whatever, Woody talked about the Bible. He said the Red Sea really did part. Ralph thought, oh, heavens no. He just made a big spectacle in Sunday school arguing with Woody over whether the Red Sea really parted or not. And he just brought the Bible alive to us. He everything was real. Jesus did rise from the dead, and I thought, wow, I've just never heard all this, or even met somebody like him. So one night I was home alone, as Ralph traveled with his job, Michelle, and on the TV, the children were in bed, and they announced that Billy Graham was going to be on to watch it. And so I sat down, and I watched him, and at the end of his sermon, he said, if any of you have never ask Jesus for your Lord to be your Lord and Savior. Why don't you do that tonight? Why don't you just bow right there in front of the TV? And I thought, you know, all my works, all my years of in church, I have never, ever even thought to ask Jesus to be my Lord and Savior. I just assumed by my works that He was. So I bowed myself right there, and I prayed the sinner's prayer with Billy Graham. And at the end of it, he said, if you prayed that prayer with me, he said, I want you to write me a letter and tell me, and then I'll send you some material. So I sat right down, and I wrote him a letter. And sure enough, I got the material. And so he was the other person that really affected my life, besides Woody and Mary and Mr. Fisher. So at that point, without me really realizing it, my life was beginning to change, because somebody right after that handed me a book, The Late Great Planet Earth by Hal Lindsey. And if you're not older, you're not going to even know what that is, but it was talking about Jesus coming back, and it was scriptural. And I thought, oh my goodness, he's coming with angels, and there's going to be this millennium, and there's going to be, I just had never even heard what heaven would be like. It was all scripture, and I was just so excited. This is going to be really so wonderful. And then a lady asked me to be in a Bible study. And by the way, they had asked me to be in Bible studies all these other years where I'm such a big leader. We were, you know, youth leaders and all this. And I would say, no, I don't want to be in a Bible study. Because you know why? I thought the Bible was very boring. So this girl asked me after that, she said, would you like to be in this small Bible study? And I said, yes, I would. That was of God right there, because of my attitude I'd had. But see, God was changing my attitude. And so I got in the Bible study, and you know what? It became alive. It became alive, and I just never, it was just amazing. Things made sense to us, to me. And I say, we were in Montgomery, Alabama, and we had our fourth child then. And we had a three-bedroom house. Well, with the fourth child coming, we needed a larger house. So we had built a four-bedroom house. Well, the baby came. Three-bedroom house is not sold. We have the payments now for the four-bedroom house. And I am really stressed again. I'm paying the bills. He's making the money. I'm paying the bills, though. And I remember in this time it worried me so much, we had missionaries come to our house for a faith promise night. So we invited all the people in our Sunday school, and they came, and they asked us to have a faith promise, what we would support them monthly. And I knew we didn't even have any money to give. And I'd taken a part-time job, but we gave them, we pledged $25. I remember that. It was like $150. And Ralph agreed that that's what we should do. And that night we talked it over. I said, I just don't know how I can do this, but we will try. I want you to know within the next few days, Ralph got three calls from his boss. The first call was, Ralph, I'm just happy to tell you, we've got the end of the year raise or whatever it was called. You got a raise. Well, it more than took care, certainly, of the $25. He called again a day or two later and he said, oh, everybody in the company is getting a cost of living increase of so much. Oh, that was just wonderful. And he called him again about 3 days later. It was a miracle. And he said, Ralph, we want to give you a promotion. We want to move you to the national office, and you'll be the national sales manager. And, of course, the salary was so much bigger then. And I thought, oh, dear Lord, every time I step out in faith, and it's money. It was the tithe of Mr. Fisher. It was all these things. God turned around and blessed us greatly. And I was just so humbled by that. And thrilled. So we go to Atlanta, and we're in our same type church, and we're youth leaders again, and we don't really hear the sermons about God, and we start visiting an independent Baptist church in Roswell, Georgia, Lebanon Baptist. Dick Hester was the pastor, and he preached like I have never heard before. We would go to our early service at this church, Sunday school at this church, and then bring all our kids over and go to church service at 11 o'clock at this church. And the difference was unbelievable. And so we ended up joining that church. Ralph and I and our three children, who were then, I think they were 8, 7, and 6, they made a profession of Christ. So the five of us were baptized in a baptismal. Nobody had ever even asked me, was I baptized? And so it was just a whole new realm and a whole new world. Now, I'll tell you the changes that took place in my life as I'm closing, because when Christ comes into your life, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things have passed away, new things have come, and that happened to me. Again, raised in the church, I thought, oh, I'm going to be good. I wanted to please my parents, that kind of a thing. But some of my life certainly did change. Number one, I enjoyed reading God's Word. Number two, Ralph and I smoked and had social drinks. And once I came to the Lord, gotten God's Word, it harms your body. And my little girl said one night, Holly, she said, Mama, something to the effect that I want her to smoke. I said, oh, no, honey. And she said, well, Mama, then why are you doing it? I thought, oh, my goodness, you know, just a dagger to my heart. So that was another thing. God convicted me. I remember coming home and burning a whole carton of cigarettes in our fireplace, and it was June. But I had been to a Bible study that morning, and God had convicted me that was not a godly thing to do. And if I didn't want my children doing it, why was I doing it? So that was a big change right there, too. And anyway, I invited neighbors to our house, and we did Bible studies. The women, I did that in the daytime. I quit watching soap operas. It just made a lot of changes in my life. God did. And I give all the praise and glory to Him. And I just pray that if you have never known for sure that Jesus is your Lord and Savior, you fall on your knees and you ask Him to come into your heart, and He will. God bless each one of you.